Kong Republic I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another great episode of Kong Cast, coming to you right here from Kong Republic. Everybody's here, ladies and gentlemen, including my co-host, Mr. Kirshan Moodley.
Hey, guys.
Of course, Mr. DJ Nova behind the camera and sorting us out when it comes to audio. But here at Kong Republic, ladies and gentlemen, we are with the people, for the people, and about the people. And right now, we are sitting with a talented, multi-talented TikToker, guys. I mean, an actor, just an overall powerhouse of entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Primo Laloi.
Shout out.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm great, man. You good? Good. How are you, man?
I'm all right, man. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the way we start off the show, we just start off with just a few icebreakers, you know, just two icebreaker questions. And Kirsch normally
I'm
goes
start
first.
First. All right, cool. Yes. So you got a late night talk show.
Okay.
You can call it any name but your name. What would it be?
Prime time.
Prime time. You thought about that.
I'm ready.
No, he's ready.
I love it.
That was such a quick answer, bro. No, you know, icebreakers normally get people on edge. They like,
listen, my ice comes broken.
What? Okay. My icebreaker is, what is your most used emoji?
Whoa.
I think I got you.
You know which one? I use that.
Do you know which that emoji? One? The tongue one?
With the...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that one hits me all the time.
In context to what? Your lifestyle?
Everything. I react. Whatever you say, I probably.
I see.
Go through it a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even right now, we're going through load shedding. I would have just sent that text right now. You wouldn't believe.
Sent it right now. Going through it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, we should just jump straight into it, man.
Okay, cool. So I want to find out from you, Sam. When did it all start? When did you find out you have a passion and drive for this comedic animal in you? That's so good.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Described it like that.
Yeah, that's so good, you know?
Yeah.
When did you realize this is something, yo, that comes naturally and you should follow it?
I don't know. I don't think like there was a set moment, you know? I've always been into a lot of stuff.
Right.
Whatever I'm into, I grab with like both hands.
Right.
Try myself out. If it's not for me, I leave it and I'm gone.
Right.
So I've always been like naturally funny. Yeah. You know, I just talk. I'm
sure.
Entertaining. My face does whatever it wants. Sure. Sometimes. You know, I danced a little bit. So there's always been like an aspect of entertainment.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, in my life, just, you know, normal basis in school. I used to do a lot of like theater stuff.
Yeah.
I used to conduct a lot of the plays. So I wouldn't necessarily be in it, but like I'm planning the whole fashion show. This concert for the great whatever.
So,
yeah, I think gradually, I think now that like I'm an adult, I'm coming back to who I was.
Sure.
I've always like, yeah, it's always been a part of me.
Nice.
You know, a funny bone doesn't really go.
You're born with it. Okay, who would you say is your biggest inspiration in the entertainment industry?
Crazy question. I've never been asked that, surprisingly. But I definitely have to say I'm a huge Dave Chappelle fan.
Stand-up comedy, huh?
Yeah, I feel like he's a heavyweight that's really like... I feel like I come a little bit from stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
90s, early 2000s, stand-up comedy is my biggest inspiration, you know. Comedy jams.
Young Martin Luther.
Which stand-up comedy were you watching? I have a dream. Get it?
Martin Lawrence.
At their prime.
Stand-up
comedy was really like peaking in the world, you know.
Yeah.
A huge part of black culture. It was almost as big as hip hop at that time, you know?
Yeah.
That's really kind of like my backbone.
Your Bernie Macs.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely feel you on that. Like, they unfiltered.
You know, it was too easy. They were so natural. You could see that they script very little of it. Most of them is the inner character
coming out.
So, yeah.
I feel like that's what I do too. Like, I don't like scripting.
Of course, right. Yes. Yeah,
I don't write anything.
Yeah.
I jump in.
Just I guess that's what makes it so good, hey?
Yeah.
The authenticity.
Yeah, once.
I feel like that's kind of my superpower, you know? I wouldn't recommend everybody to do it.
Yeah.
I would just say, guys, just jump in. Just get that idea. Just go. No.
It just works for you.
If your process is very, you know, structured and is very, stick to your stuff. Yeah. Stick to it, you know? But, yeah, no, I'm...
Not there.
Yeah.
But tell me something. Talk about stand-up comedy, you know. Mm-hmm. Would you ever try a creative outlet like that or other outlets? Like, for example, like screenplays and, you know, plays in general?
Interesting. Mm.
Theater?
I would, definitely. Mm. I want to do stand-up.
Oh,
I actually want to venture into that. But
oh, yeah?
Yeah. I want to take my time with it.
Ah, I see.
I've got a lot of stories to tell, you know.
Yeah.
I've lived a really crazy life.
Yeah.
I feel like... I always tell people I've lived three lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my third.
Being
a TikToker or an influencer or whatever the case is, my third life.
Yeah.
You
know, so I need to just structure a way to bring those two lives.
Well, you're somewhat Indian then, bro, because Indian people don't believe in death, you know? we like...
You just keep it moving.
Bro.
Jump from one to the
next. Next one, next time.
Yeah, I've been jumping, bro.
Very cool, very cool. You know, it's good that you feel that way, you know, and so passionate about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, honestly, going back to your question, I want to let everything out.
Yeah.
I'm very hungry to do that. Like,
I see.
I just want to... That's how I get my content out.
Yeah.
The moment I get an idea, it starts itching. Like, it doesn't stop until it comes out, you know?
Right.
So it's the same with my expression. I want to get it out in as many ways as I can, on the stage, in front of a crowd of people, behind the phone, you know, action camera, TV, you know, Tom Cruise, I'm falling off a building.
Right.
Boom, explosions. Guys, I want to do everything.
Nice.
I want to do the whole thing.
You're hungry,
yo,
bro.
Man.
No, we like hungry people.
This place definitely, man.
Okay, themselves.
Well, what would you say is the first reaction people get to you, react to you when they first see you?
Oh, you're taller in person. You're so much taller than I expected.
That's what he said.
No, when I met him, guys, this guy's taller than he looked.
90% of people that I've never met.
Oh, my word.
The first thing they say.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what I said? I was cropping the cameras before you came through.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, this gentleman, because, you know, before you came through, I looked at quite a lot of your stuff.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, this gentleman is a tall guy.
Yeah.
Jans is like, no, he's not tall. I'm like, come on, Jans. You know, because I told him to come sit here to get the crop.
Yeah.
Because Jans is fairly tall.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, he's not tall. I'm like, how tall do you think he is?
You underestimated.
And then he's like, Chico's height.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I thought it was Chico's height.
You're busy tempelling me here, dog. No.
I'm tempelling you today. Bro, I won't lie. When you walked in, I was like, when I kept walking closer to you, I was like, yo, whoa, okay. Yeah, the man is actually tall, bro.
I get that a whole lot. But actually, it's weird for me too, because I used to be short.
Ah, okay.
I only grew taller in like in the high school.
Ah, that's me.
Yeah, grade 11, grade 12.
That's it. That's when it popped.
I kind of just shot up. I shot up like 30 centimeters in like 4 years.
Sheesh.
But that's cool, bro, because everybody always looks up to you then.
What's up?
So what is the weirdest compliment you ever had?
My face.
What do you mean?
Dude, your face.
What about it?
It's elastic. The people say my face is overly dramatic. Like, that's what they really enjoy. I get that so much.
A lot.
I find it a little bit weird because I don't feel like I have control over this whole monster.
Yeah.
You know? And I even used to hate taking photos because I feel like I don't know what it's doing at this moment in time.
It
can do whatever. You know, kind of feels like you know, Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Sure.
You know when he was
animated.
So when I'm inside, I don't really feel it. So when I you're much more chilled in person. Like, you're not...
Yeah.
Like, you're so serious. Like, why?
Yeah, I was expecting hyper energy, too.
Why do you guys do that? Just because I'm a funny
your
man.
Your content, bruh. Your content is high-paced, high energy, everything.
I wasn't expecting that. Just to give me a heads up, you know?
No.
I think one thing we always used to, like, we always need to come back to is that the artist at the end of the day is a normal human being. You know? So I try my best to not... even like expect, especially when I meet people who like host other shows. I honestly don't even try. If I haven't seen your stuff, I won't watch you.
I want to
see who, you know, I want to get to know you in the moment.
Then kind of
makes it, the energy, you know, kind of builds like that. So I don't confirm people. So don't stop confirming. Don't confirm me. Stop confirming people.
Don't confirm me.
Yeah.
I must check them out first. And be like, oh, he's like this.
Jump in the pool.
Yes.
And then you'll decide if he's cold or not.
I get you.
If you're on the outside,
no assumptions.
It's always cold outside.
Wait, okay. So what would you say is the best experience of your journey thus far? Like, till now?
A lot of crazy things have happened, man. Yo, I've had... I think maybe from now till last year, it's been the best year of my life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like,
well, why would you say
fully,
that?
I've been on stage. I had to host a huge ass party in Bloemfontein.
Right.
I'm on a TV show.
Oh, yeah?
I've auditioned for American directors for Netflix.
Oh, wow.
The country has taken such a liking to me.
It's
incredible to feel. Like, when I walk down the road, everybody's just like, dude, that's that guy. Everybody laughs.
Right.
You know,
the one thing
that always happens is before people see, like, speak to me or anything, they'll just start laughing.
Love
that's the best for me. That's my favorite thing. It's 100%. Just like, damn, that's exactly what I want. Like, you know, people must just laugh every chance you get.
Right.
Now I'm becoming that staple of a laugh.
I get you.
People laugh. So
yeah,
I think maybe that's my favorite part.
Did you expect this accelerated growth?
Not there.
Yeah.
I actually I used to play football.
Yeah.
So I thought that's where like my superpower lies.
Right.
I kind of put this one to bed, and then when kind of football stepped aside and I fully kind of, I feel like I had to go on a, not even a 180, back to 360, back to who I really was.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was younger. And when I got there, I was like, okay, let me just do this for fun.
Right.
Whoa. It just like, it took off so quickly. Right. And even when it did take off, I thought, it's just numbers.
Yeah.
It's just followers.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, they'll never see me.
Right.
Also, when you think about it, South African population is like, what, 60 million?
Yeah.
I have 100,000 followers at that time. I was like, dude, they'll never
see me.
You know, maybe these people are in Cape Town, in Kuruman, or someone with the TikTok, you know, they won't see me. And then, you know, I started seeing the public perception. Now people are like seeing me from far. I used to have my mask on, hoodie up.
Yeah.
And people are like, dude, that's Primo. And I was like, guys, how? Like, please help me because I need to hide sometimes. You guys can't always see me.
Yeah. They're
like, no, even your tattoos on your hands. I was like, wow. You know, like, damn, you guys really.
Yeah, pay attention, man.
You know, like, yo, this is serious.
Yeah. But talking about watching you, sir, I must ask you about this. Yeah. So you recently did a post where you've been modeling. So are we doing modeling now?
Are we doing modeling now?
Hey,
you know what you're talking about, man. Hey. Makhosa.
So I'm a model.
A model.
In my spare time.
This looks fresh. This looks super fresh, so you know? Crazy, you look like a pro model.
I was nervous.
I was really nervous because
they didn't teach us how to walk. I didn't know how to walk.
Right.
Yeah. I thought modeling most of the time is standing and being in front of the camera.
Sure.
And then I step into this world where, hey, go get makeup done. Hey, your hair needs a touch up. Okay, now wait here. Okay, now we need to fit this. Okay, sharp, this fits you perfectly. You're going to walk.
Hey.
Okay, cool. Walking order. I need you to walk like this, okay?
Right.
So don't rush too much. You need to listen to the music. And I'm like, okay. Like, cool.
Deep
I don't know.
End.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm with pro models. Like, you know, there was a couple of us at this specific runway show that were... like influencers, just very popular people.
Yeah.
And then the rest were like professional models.
And
I was like, whoa, you guys can't make me play with the pros like this.
Right.
I'm not even a model and you guys are throwing me into this one. But
you
cool.
killed it, bro.
Yeah.
You killed it.
Proper.
Thank you. Appreciate
because
that.
Because when I looked at it, I was like, yo, are you taking this as a serious career?
It fits.
Because it works. Yeah. It fits. Like you said.
It fits.
You know?
So especially when people see how tall I am. They're like, whoa, actually, you could model.
Model,
and
I
think I just decided to take it seriously, you know?
Yeah.
And now I've done... one or two, Nyana.
Nice.
Yeah, it's working. It's moving.
Yeah.
Like it definitely is, bro. It definitely is.
But the crazy thing about this specific runway show was I didn't think this would be a crowd that knows me. High fashion. Makhosa. You know, fashion journalism. Serious thing. So I was serious. I stepped up. Serious guy. Hey, bomb on the face. as soon as I like stepped out into the spotlight, I just heard,
primo.
I was like, no way. Told us to keep a straight face.
Right.
So I'm trying my best to keep a straight face. People are recognizing me more and more. People are like, brown to man. And they start making my jokes.
Right.
I remember I was standing in this one part and this girl's like, nah, you my roommate. I'm like, dude, how did I keep a straight face?
Did you keep the straight face?
I kept it. I even took like a deep breath. I was like, nothing.
Yeah.
You won't touch me today. I'm not in that office. Yeah. This office,
right?
You know, so but it was incredible experience.
That's dope. Amazing. That already tells me you're gonna do it again.
Oh, trust me, you guys are gonna get tired of me. You guys are gonna see me everywhere.
Oh, wait, that's dope. You know, I actually want to reference a tweet that you had, man.
Yeah,
this tweet right here, bro.
Ish.
Please tell me one thing. What is your relationship exactly with
you reading the tweet? Wait.
Yeah, I read the
what
tweet.
Does the tweet say?
The tweet says, Happy Father's Day.
So,
time.
Who do you wish Father's Day to?
My father!
So it's my bloody father.
You see that? No. When we do our recall and we actually like do research on the guests that come on the show, when I saw that, I was like, bruh, you come from greatness already.
Straight up.
And that's why you said soccer was a serious thing, and that was probably the direction.
But it was family, you know?
Yeah.
I almost felt like I didn't have a choice. Almost.
Yeah.
I knew I had one.
I know what that feels like.
But like, I even halelad, you know? Now my cousins, that's how we bond and stuff. So it's like, let me jump in. So I ended up just doing it and
What does he say about what you're doing, man? Like,
oh man, he's proud.
He's proud. Yeah.
I'm sure.
They all thought I was crazy. Dude, this guy is always walking around with his camera making a noise.
Yeah.
He comes out, he's wearing someone's gown in the house. You know?
Because
I used to live with him for a point, like in the beginning when I did, like, what I so wish I had to
Pick
all the early stuff.
Sure.
That was in my dad's house. And they would just watch me, and it was just like, what's going on? And at the time, there's no money in, you know? So it's just.
Just you.
You know?
Straight.
And it was like a little bit tough, you know, there's pressure. There's like, okay, why are you doing this? Because I'm also investing a lot of time.
Right.
I'm buying tripods, I'm buying lights, I'm buying this. And, you know, I look like a busy guy.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're busy for any dog.
Mm.
You know, so it was a little bit pressure, but yeah, he's cool now.
Yo, man, like, bro, from a legend itself, what position did you play?
Center back.
Same position, brother.
We wore the same number. We were both captains.
Same hairstyle.
Yeah, man.
Nah,
it's a bit hectic.
Did you play your dad?
I've played against him once or twice, but the problem is that he's old.
Yeah.
You know, so. And also, his injuries were like his knees.
In the game.
So,
But I'm sure he's still got
it.
So,
yeah, he does. I actually watched him. He was playing a Heineken thing with like Deko Mudise. Clarence Seedorf and he was also playing, and I'm like, ish, this guy's not gonna last. I'm like, this guy's gonna play 3 minutes,
and he's gonna hobble.
He's gonna say, hey. No, he played almost the whole game. It was fresh.
Yeah.
He was tackling, he was moving. They showed him some flames, you know. Knee's almost sick. But yeah, he survived.
Ah, man, you know, that man, he's imprinted his name in the celebrity.
But he did this kid well with you as
He's dope. He's not bad.
I thought he killed it, bro. So you're getting it from somewhere.
100%. Oh, guys, well, when it comes to that, that is our first ad break is coming up from Concast. We'll be back right after this.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, Conquerors, to another great episode of Concast with the one and the only Mr. Primo Baloyi.
AKA Primo 19, AKA Brown to Man, AKA Banaba Fiend.
AKA Brown to Man, guys. Oh, wait, I know we can just jump straight into it, man.
But
continue.
Let's get into it, all right?
Yes.
So tell me about the first time you created the first TikTok video.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy. So the first TikTok I made, technically the first TikTok I made wasn't a TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
I edited it on my own.
Mm.
So I was just doing a lot of YouTube stuff.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
I was doing vlogs. And then I remember I was bored. Mm. Like in the middle of lockdown. First weekend, actually.
Yeah.
2020, you know, Ozark just dropped. Ozark just dropped.
Yes.
I'm really bored. Can't go anywhere. I'm forced to watch this thing the whole day.
Sure.
At that time, I remember it was, remember Tigers, and I'm bored in the house, and I'm in the house.
Oh, yes.
That was like huge on TikTok at the time. So I was like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
Let me be bored because I'm bored in the house. Yeah. I was bored. Right. You know, so I'm like, I made a little bit of a funny little, I think it was like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And people on my Insta, for my stories, and people were like, no, dude, whoa, this is really funny.
Right.
And then a friend of mine was like, you should put that on TikTok. I'm like,
oh, okay. That app,
that's for kids, isn't it? Right. Like, aren't they just dancing and doing weird things?
Yeah.
They're like, no, like, try it, please.
Yeah.
Tried it for like a night, posted that video, and I was like, okay, I think maybe I fit in somewhere
here. Sure.
You know, and then I dropped that first video, and I was like, all right, cool. Let's do more. Let's see what can happen here.
And then you carried off.
Sounds just kept like I eat sounds.
I know.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's that's my favorite meal.
Yeah,
that's a good sound,
bro. So. You even remix I'm a Piano tracks.
Trust me.
You remix everything, bro.
Everything.
Yeah. Mostly is it sounds.
That's I think that's my superpower. I'm an audio.
Yeah.
I have headphones on all the time,
okay.
Even in my place. You know, I play music loud sometimes over my speaker, but most of the time it's in my headphones. I need to hear detail and sound. That's how I kind of like see the little niggles that I want to use.
In the videos.
They mostly come in those little details in the sound too.
Okay, when it comes to your content, do you pre-plan it? Or I know you don't pre-plan it. You like go on the spot, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sure some days are different than others.
I mean, you know? So there's a process, right?
Sure.
As much as it is, the moment I catch it, I put it out.
Put it out, right.
But there's a little bit of a process that happens in my head, like it needs to
a thought process.
Yeah.
So what people would normally do on paper, I do it all in my head.
Okay. Talented.
That's
what you call it. I call it ADD. Doctors call it something else.
Talented, bro.
But the computer start buzzing in my head.
Right.
And when it goes through all the right filters and the sound matches the way I want it to, and you know, I kind of, you know, place the first scene or two in my head, then I'm gone. But otherwise, I'll cook on a sound for like a day or two. I'll know I want to use the sound.
Yes.
And then I'll put it away. And then the next day something will happen. And then, maybe a current event or something that can link to that
link
sound.
Link to the sound, or sure.
I'll catch a memory or see someone slipping and falling and saying, hey, the last time I slipped, it sounded like this.
The
sound pulls up and then, connect. So I kind of have three separate processes for my TikToks.
I know.
That's so cool.
He's surgical.
Surgical. I must ask you about that while we're on this question. Tell me about, like, you know, you say sound is a very important thing. But your cut is epic, bro. And I know, because your cut is so catchy, because it's the same stuff that you're going to watch it. Because I don't watch your video once. Nobody watches your video once, dude. Nobody, because
it moves on.
Your cut is so good. So tell me about it. Like, what's the secret? Do you come up with that?
You can't ask me for the recipe. Come on.
Can't ask you. Put the secrets out there.
I don't really edit. Especially my TikToks, I don't edit that stuff. I cut mid recording. I know when to stop.
What?
It's a thing I kind of learned from. I eat a lot of. I used to eat a lot of visual content when I was younger.
Okay. Yeah,
now that I'm older, I eat a lot of audio content. So I ate up a lot of adverts. I ate up a lot of movies. I ate up a lot of animation. I ate up a lot of. I ate. And I feel like maybe that's just like a bit of an expression, you know, like of that stuff, because it's just a feeling.
Right.
I know, stop here. No, they'll laugh if I actually do this.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. You know,
it's my style.
You know your audience.
I want to call it my style, you know.
Right.
You can't really explain yourself to that minute.
But it is unique to you, because your cuts is unbelievable, bro. But I want to ask you, because you just touched on music as well.
Yeah.
What is, would you say, the most important part when making? Is it that sound selection?
No. I don't think of content like that. It's a system. So the whole system needs to be a really dope thing. You know when you're gaming?
I don't know
if you're a gamer. I saw gamers when they're building their computers. They want the RAM at this size. You know, it's like that. Where my parts all have to really like be really efficient. So I have to have a really good sound. My acting must be really dope.
Sorry.
my my facial expressions must be on cue. I must be really relatable. I'm sure. natural.
Sure.
It must make sense. It must cut on the right places. If it's too choppy or too quick, nah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that away. I'm actually not going to do that. Or I'm going to switch the whole thing around so that I can. You know? So now it needs other things. You know,
right.
I need to develop little tricks for you guys that you guys are going to stay programmed to. So I just think the whole system, you know, just needs to be really sharp.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't There's think not one this specific. Is more important than the other, but
I got you.
Sound is a huge one.
Though. But clearly you treating this like a, I mean, yeah, so you got your base, which is, you say, sound, where you bank on it, but you're treating this like a full-on production.
Mm.
Yeah. You're thinking about your acting, you're thinking about your expression,
yeah,
you're thinking about what you're going to say,
when
your
I lighting, say it, how, I say
how
it.
You say it, the delivery, the timing, the cuts. You are looking like this at like
one
a cog.
Man.
Yeah, one man, and but you're handling it like a full-on production. Yeah,
straight up.
You know?
I feel like I have to. I wasn't satisfied. Like the reason I started doing this thing the way I chose to do it is because I wasn't satisfied with the level of entertainment in the country.
To be honest. I get you.
I was like, I don't like anything going on here, guys. Like I hear you guys. I see you on TV. Also.
Yeah.
But guys.
Just take it off a notch,
guys. Every time I'm watching, you know,
it's level up.
I can't finish an episode. I can't finish a movie. Can't I do it?
Yeah.
You know? And then when I realize that I can compress my messaging, I can compress my ideas into five seconds. Even.
Yeah.
You know, I've done 5-second videos. I have stretched it to 30, 40, you know, minutes. I have a 12-minute short film.
Yeah.
You know, so I realize when I can compress and storytell, I can do that myself.
Sure.
Whatever I feel like I want to... The gap that I feel in entertainment, what I feel like is lacking.
Sure.
Let me try to fill it myself, actually.
One time.
And the only way to do that...
Yeah.
Is to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Not just be funny.
100%.
You know, or just be popular.
Yeah.
You know, it's like have really great acting skills.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Choose the really good sounds, bro.
Yeah.
Stay natural. Choose really dope ideas that people resonate with.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Like, I need everything to change.
Yeah.
Everything must be, it must feel different. Yeah. You must watch my stuff and say, damn, I'm connected.
Like, yeah.
Damn, someone else feels the same things I feel.
Sure.
You know, I really like,
sure.
That's my whole thing, connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
There has to be.
Okay, well, since you play every character in your videos, bro, and you incorporate so many outfit changes, how long, since you just explained how surgical you are with putting the whole thing together, right? How long does it take you to make one video?
Maybe 45, 30 minutes. Depends on how long the video actually is or how complicated the
What's the longest one? How long you ever spent? What's the longest you ever spent on a TikTok?
I've spent an hour and 20.
Do you time it? Or is it just
really,
estimate?
I just know.
Because
like a lot of the time I know when I start in the morning. And then I just go on. And then when I'm done, I'm just like, whoa, how long has it been?
Right.
But I used to be crazy when it used to have less of me and it was just more like me trying to figure out the game.
Sure.
I used to churn out a TikTok in 10 minutes.
Mm.
Flat. So I used to like, I remember with lockdown, you know, when everyone's sleeping,
because
I was in the pits. I used to wake up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I make 6 TikToks by 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I go back to sleep. And then I wake up and then I'm not satisfied with those 6. There's new ideas.
Right.
So I make another 3.
Right.
And then I sleep. And then in the morning I wake up and I drop another 4.
Yeah, you okay.
Know? So I used to, my rage used to be really high. Like I used to do a lot.
Yeah.
Now it's one a day.
Yeah.
You know.
It's quantity versus quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, now there's a lot more in one video than there used to be. Now it's a joke. It's acting. It's the sound. It's relatability. Sometimes it's current affairs.
Which makes it amazing, though. Because there's so many things to latch onto.
Exactly. We're humans. You know? And we can't deny the complexity that we have as a society, dog. And that's all I play at. You know, we're all complex beings and we like complex things. And my videos are just... complex expressions of the world we're going through.
Okay.
Wait, before we go on.
Sure.
Have you ever thought about rapping? Your voice, bro.
Have you ever thought about like,
no, bro. Just did you see Indian guy rapping, bro?
Exactly. I haven't seen it.
I love I'm a piano,
on the trap,
bro.
Okay, okay. I can hook you up with some guys. Like, let's put you on a track. Let's put you on a track. Like something.
There's something there.
Let me tell you. Anything. Trust me, guys. Trust me.
Sure.
I see it.
You see it.
I put you on.
I don't know.
There's Nova right there behind the camera. Nova will make a hip hop beat.
My work.
Bring us together.
Yeah.
You will see my levels. Trust me.
Hey, Kersh rapping. Oh, man, I'd love to see that. Bro,
you know, and I'm dyslexic, right? So I'll swap the words around, you know.
You scared me. Got your own. Back me in the stag.
Yeah, you must do that thing. You know,
as a creative, I'm always willing to try, hey, but I wouldn't pay myself to do it. No.
You must freestyle, you man.
You think freestyle so until you realize how fun it is or how much people enjoy it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you'll do almost.
You know what? I will actually do it one day. You know, we'll get TJ, maybe Chico in the studio and we'll like,
trust yourself, Kush. Yeah. Trust yourself. I trust you.
Yeah.
Trust yourself.
Yeah, Kush is my biggest supporter. Cool. Yeah, you throw me off my chain there. But it's good.
You just saw your whole rapper life. That's just saw your eyes.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing it, bro.
No, he's in the moment now. He's like, yo.
I feel that fully.
Oh, but anyway.
Get it out.
Get it out.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. I enjoyed your tracks. I had a couple in my head. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Oh, jeez. But anyway, sir. So we were saying that, you know, there's so much involved in all of this. And I know you touched on, you do everything yourself. But, I mean, now you're garnishing millions and millions and millions of views. Are you still doing everything yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I feel most comfortable.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like... Unless I know that you're an expert at what you do,
right?
Then I'll try to give it to you, you know. So like being on a TV show has taught me that, like, to kind of let go.
Yeah.
When I'm acting there, I can't see myself. I can't say, "Hey, director, chill out. I just need to let me just change my face on this one a little bit."
Yeah.
You know? So I can't do that the same way I do on my TikTok. I stop myself. I say, "Ish, my face wasn't intense, or it's not resonating." No. There I can't.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the only way. I'll have a chance to really trust anybody else. Like with
sure.
The if I know, hey, that's a professional, that's a professional, that's a professional, then I can surrender myself. But for now, my vision is my vision. And I feel like I have to find the people that really resonate on my level.
Vision.
Right.
I haven't found them yet.
Yeah.
I haven't found them
But yet. It's hard to. So it's hard to. I mean, like, we just started the company and we've been looking... at designers, to employ designers. I've been over 400 CVs before we employed one person.
Sounds like me.
And then, I mean, now we're looking for more media people, motion graphic artists.
Yeah.
And I've been through over like 490-something CVs. And I'm still put out like another 12 grand of ads today because nobody's doing the cut, you know?
Take the time. Take the time. They will come. They will come. That stuff does exist. Energy does not die. Energy just keeps moving.
But you're 100% right. You have to have someone on that level.
It's your standard too. So if you waver on your standard, then the product, the standard of the product, you know, is also questionable.
Sure.
So yeah, man, just take your time also in finding the right people for the job.
Well, clearly you and me have, you know, we have the same take on it, you know, kind of perfectionists and, you know, it's hard to find the right people. I mean, and like you said, you know, you're far from letting your thing go.
It's tough, man. Like, I feel like it's my baby. Don't touch my kid, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so even like I just recently started collabing with people.
Yeah. I was actually about to ask about that.
I put Robot Boy on. Like that was my first proper collab before my dad.
Sure.
And that was a little bit tough. Like it took a while for me to even like accept that I'm gonna do this sound. I've had that now. That sound is like 6 months, 7 months old.
Right.
And it's just been sitting in my I need to use this, but it's definitely for someone else.
Sure.
So when I'm ready to like spread this Brown to Man idea or trust someone to say when you're gonna be with me on camera, at least it's gonna have the same intensity.
Sure.
And Robot Boy kind of pulled up and he's been supportive. Dope homeboy. Robot Boy is one of the most genuine homeboys in the game.
Never mind him being
everything that he is, drama, rapper, content, actor.
He does a lot, dude. Too much.
You know? So he's also just a really dope homeboy. And we just kind of grew our friendship. And then in that, I had to kind of find... that the Robot Boy that's going to be in the second member of Brown to Man.
Right.
And yeah, ish. It was dope, but it worked out really well.
Yeah.
It worked out really well. I didn't even have to direct him.
You're still going to do more? Mm. More
I
collabs?
I definitely will. It's the start. Mm. You know, yeah. I've already seen that for myself. I was like, when I start, I'm probably just going to keep on.
Yeah,
it's going to... Normally, like, when you guys see something different in my content,
right.
I'm adding it into the formula.
Ah,
so you're
going to
see more of it or more variations of that. Or you're going to see that mixed up into other things. But every time you see something new, just know that I just added a new ingredient into the pot.
Right.
Yeah, the meal is about to bang. It's
about to eat. Right. Exactly. Okay, well, of all the social media platforms that we have,
sure.
Instagram, TikTok, which is your favorite? Which do you enjoy the most? Insta. Really?
Really?
Insta. I would think
TikTok. Being a TikTok superstar, you're saying Insta.
Why Insta? I like TikTok only because of the editing.
Okay.
I learned how to edit this, so I'm trapped.
Sure.
If I do it any other way, it just takes me a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I don't like the Instagram real way of doing things.
Right.
So
right,
I kind of
keep
it to TikTok. Number one, number two. Mm. TikTok is it's a universe of its own.
Yeah.
You know, but that sounds for me.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't enjoy TikTok like that. Like I don't sit anymore. I used to.
Right.
But I don't sit anymore for hours just scrolling and enjoying. No.
Yeah.
I sit on TikTok for max 10 minutes a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm going to be filming.
But Insta?
Insta. I'm sitting like I'm watching basketball. I'm flipping through stories. Like I actually really use that app. That's one app that gets a lot of me.
Do you feel it's more relevant in our South African society?
Yeah. I feel like that's why they find it a bit easier to monetize too.
Yeah.
TikTok is not really monetizing the way I feel like they should.
It should, right. Yeah.
I can't be getting 3.5 million views a week like I'm a TV show.
Right.
And have nothing to show for it.
Sure.
Absolutely nothing.
Sure.
You know, you got, come on, guys.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Work on it.
Got something.
It's weird because initially when they started the monetization program, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was $250 million that was in the budget. But what they did is they started diluting it with multiple creators. So as soon as people started to jump on board, they just took that budget and they just started to,
dispersing
cool. Yeah, so at first it was actually very good. It was better than lucrative. YouTube, very lucrative. And now because there's
so many
creators online, because it's still the same budget.
Mm. But you know what also happened?
Mm.
It was only open to Americans to benefit from that.
Yes, that's correct.
I remember at a time where I thought, okay, my stuff deserves something.
Mm. Sure.
And I researched that stuff and they were like, it's only TikTok America that what is it called? The Creator Fund. That after you get a certain amount of followers and views, you get a share. But there's nothing here. They tried something. TikTok South Africa tried something. That's when I kind of started, when I switched my attitude.
It was
on this little TikTok thing called the Rising Stars program or something. And they chose.
Oh, yes, I remember
they
that.
They chose
like
a top 20.
TikTok South African.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they first chose a top 100 that we were all in.
Yeah. Right.
And they'd give us like tasks, you know. Right. So like, you first, one of the tasks was you can't post less than 3 a week.
Right. Oh wow!
So I was like, all right, let me take that up a notch. I'm gonna post every day of the week.
Yeah, sure.
That's one. That's how I also started posting that
regularly. Yeah.
Then they also used to help us like, so they'd give you tasks where your content needs to be surrounding this topic.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or it's Mother's Day, so do something about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And that kind of helped me switch my mind into making my stuff about other things,
sure,
or product.
Sure.
Whatever. So I started thinking about that stuff.
Yeah.
And then they had a thing where they paid the top, they chose like a top 20 and they paid them like a bit of a grant or whatever.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They didn't choose me.
Yeah.
They slept on me. They slept on Primo.
Right.
I still had like 36,000 followers.
Yeah.
I think they regret that.
So they said, so that's the closest I've seen to them really pushing monetization for us here specifically.
Have you seen any other things, like any other strategies like that coming about?
I think a big part of it now is marketing. You know, I feel like that you need a channel into marketing for you to really like reap the rewards of social media, because it's a numbers game at the end of the day. They just want to see how many followers, how many people they have access to every time you post something, and that's why people will give you money.
Yes.
You know? So We'll get there.
Yeah, nah.
We'll get there. Hopefully.
Yeah. In progress.
I'll make sure we get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, so you got so many eyes on you. And like you said, you know, the last 2 years has been crazy for you. Mm. So you know, I think having the eyes is definitely a great thing, and having that audience. And I think, you know, like you said, if it doesn't happen fast enough, you know, there's other ways to leverage of that, from e-commerce and merch lines and, you know, going bigger into this with using your same audience.
Yeah. Mm.
So I definitely agree with you. I think, and, you know, we should have a conversation after this, but I think you can start monetizing quite a large number way sooner than you think, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we started in a new division in the company where we, you know, we selecting a select amount of creators within each industry, and we're going to partner with them to do a merch line deal.
Yeah.
But when we say partner, we really want to partner, because we're going to do the photo shoots, we're going to do the manufacturing, we're going to do the web design, we're going to do the data distribution, we're going to do the data internal creating, and we're going to do the shipping and the packaging, and we're going to still fund the whole thing. So it's a new thing. We still putting it in tracks, but it should launch within the next 2 to 3 months. And that's quite an exciting thing, because we're trying. So the thing is, it's actually an open market, because I'm sure you follow influencers overseas, right?
Some.
These guys.
You.
But let me just use some of the bigger guys. Like, are you familiar with Mr. Beast?
Yes, I've seen Mr. Beast. The dude with the Lambo.
No, 100%. like,
dude with the Lambo.
You know, the thing is, from his monetization, just of his chocolate bars, he's bringing an average of like $4 million a month.
Crazy.
Just on selling products within retail store. Yeah. Logan Paul started off with merch line. I'm sure you're familiar with Logan Paul.
Yeah.
So Logan Paul was, you know, within 3 days, he turned over 7 million on merch lines.
Yeah.
This is not including brand deals. It's not including all the other stuff.
Straight
to him, 100%. Mm. And I do believe the South African audience, also the South African
influencers
don't really push that there immediately, where they'll say, hey, you know what, I can do this now. Let me throw 100,000 at it.
Mm. Let me tell you something, though. Don't forget about the country we live in, too. We live in a country where people are not always so welcoming to parting away with their money. America has a very huge consumer culture and markets and high-based culture. So they can always get away with that stuff. I'm not saying it doesn't happen or it's going to be impossible for South Africans, but just always know that, number one. Number two, socioeconomic, what's going on.
Yeah, stuff is tough.
You know, people, I'm paying for gas. I'm not going to buy, Primo's Durex. I want to go pay for gas. You know, petrol is climbing, you know, we just live in a very tricky place.
Yeah.
No, we absolutely do. I agree.
So with the timing of it, I think a lot of people, especially me, my personal reason is because you need to kind of pace people, especially when you know you're dealing with certain factors like this, when you know you're dealing with a hypercritical market. So the African market is very
good.
When you're dealing with a market that's, I don't want to say stingy, but, you know, with merch, we're not used to buying merch.
Yeah,
you say we don't buy people's merch.
Yeah,
buy your album,
we
won't buy your shirt, we don't want to wear you.
Yeah.
Who am I going wearing Primo?
Right.
You know, but now we're getting into a culture that accepts that a lot more.
Yes.
You know, the youngins are wearing stuff.
Yes.
And doing things,
for sure.
they're pushing that culture. Yeah. So I feel like it's creeping. And when it gets to a point where like people's wallets can sustain that stuff,
No, that's what we want to create as well. Like when you're talking about a culture in general with the youth, right?
Yeah.
If you're hosting an event and you're like a performer, and I'm a piano artist or whatnot, right? As soon as you purchase that person's merch and you're going to this person's show, you're going to wear his stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
You'll
I mean?
Feel that proud.
Yeah. Before, like Cotton Fest, what they're doing, you know, rest in peace, Ricky Rick,
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
You know, but what he was doing was insane. Like, he got people to buy his merch, got people to buy, you know.
I have the shorts.
University
of Cotton Fest.
It's all about just influencing the culture in that way and hitting them just the proper way.
You know what I believe?
Then,
it's a huge part of my philosophy with everything I do. Quality first.
Quality first. Product. Right.
I believe in giving the people the best that you can give.
Yes.
then you can ask whatever you want from them.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, if
customer
I give you guys my best every day,
sure,
and you guys start to bash me in the comments, I'm gonna be like, guys, relax. Nah, what's I'm gonna happening? Turn off the tap.
Right.
You know, so you must mean that much to them.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
And a lot of the time with people, it's the product, bro.
Mm.
It's the final product. Like, give them the quality.
Quality.
Be undeniable. When they see you, they must be like, all right, sharp. How much?
Yeah.
This guy owes me this much. Yeah. Oh, you give me. Yeah. You know, then they'll have that. Yeah. They'll think with themselves and have that conversation. But before that, and maybe it's just me and my insecurities, but I'm a huge,
it's insightful.
Huge advocate for quality.
Yeah. And
no, but you know what? It's not you. So quality is king, like you said, quality over quantity. You know, and you know from a monetization part of view. So what we do, we technically an advertising agency first.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, marketing and analytics and stuff is part of our background, sure. What we do. So we just looked at the numbers and we see, oh, there's an open market. Because, you know, I just give you a rough estimate, you know. So we worked out, you know, on 150, 200,000 followers, you could do a minimum of 300 sales. That 300 sales, you could do an average GP of 150. You know, even that 150. Number cruncher. Yeah, even if that 150.
Wasting that voice, bro. Leave the mat. Let's put you on the mic.
You know, even if you split that halfway in the middle, that's still 15,000 rand after tax in your pocket, right? If you look at that over a period of, 12 months, it's 360,000. If you look at that period over five years with composed interest, you're looking at 1.8 million of additional revenue that you didn't have.
Sure.
So we definitely do see it because take a lot. I mean, they're in the billions now.
Yeah.
Billions. Gone. I mean, you know, it's massive. I mean, like, Dischem alone, online sales grew by 67%. Yes, it's a needed good,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But there's
a lot of other people doing it.
100%, you know? Yeah. And I do believe, South African audience and even the culture right now, like you say, in the youngins, bro, they'll do it.
Yeah.
They'll get the primo hand and the primo shots and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we definitely do see a market for that. And you know, we really want to invest here in our artists and with our artists, you know, because I love this country personally, you know?
Yeah.
You know, before the whole business came about, we had the option of leaving the country, and I said, no, hell this. I'm going to stay here, start a business, and, you know, and do this. So, I mean, personally, I think there's a lot of greatness here. Yes, the economy is tough, and yes, things is and there's so many things happening, but they don't call it sunny South Africa for nothing, right?
Also, let me tell you something. It's a great attitude to have. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Yeah.
We go through so much.
Yeah, I know you do.
I couldn't post yesterday because of load shedding. You know, I focused so much on making my video.
Yeah.
I made it from like 8%.
Yeah.
By the time I was done making the video, I was on 1%.
Yeah.
And I was still under load shedding. So I was like, it's going to come back now. It left that 2.
Yeah.
All right, 4 o'clock, it's coming
back. It's coming
now. It's like 10 to 4.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm like, it's coming back.
Yeah.
It's 6:30, 7.
Yeah,
and you come back, I'm not gonna post at night. So, you know, so be strong.
No, you have
be ready. Just know that it's gonna be so tough before it gets better.
Mm.
And always see the light, even if you don't see it physically.
Mm. No, for sure.
Yeah, make sure.
Yeah, right now we're seeing no light.
We only
see the light.
Legit middle of no shade right now.
No, it's bad though, people, because you know, we did a post when it was 2 weeks ago, and I had to come. I live in Four Ways, right? Studios in Kailami.
Yeah.
I had to come here four times.
Just four times
to do one post, bro. Four times. So I had to travel 8 times.
Because now the network is off.
Server is down. Can't do the render.
It's a whole issue, man.
But if you're going to love it,
you got to love it.
Choose what you love and let it kill you, man.
No, 100%.
You know, the one thing I can say about this whole thing is that we're all relatable in this entire thing, you know? Yeah, we're all South Africans and stuff. But with you, in your TikTok bio, you said your superpower is being relatable. Why is that so important to you, bro?
Man, I feel like
since it's a superpower,
I feel like it's a superpower only because if I did it any different, I would be like everybody else.
Right?
You know, I'd just be hopping on every other trend.
Yeah,
you know, and just be doing what the next person is doing.
Right?
You know, but I realized that the one thing that people really gravitate towards is the fact that I can connect with certain parts that you thought you were going through alone. And the basis of that, to go even further, hey man, you'll never be alone in this world.
Never.
No matter how lonely you can get, you're not alone. There's someone.
Yeah.
With your TikToks, we don't feel alone.
Nah,
and that's exactly what I'd love. Like, I love the fact that people come to me and say, yo, dude, you just got me out of a funk.
Right.
I thought, damn, everything that's facing me is going to be the end of me. But I just laughed and I had a different perspective over everything, you know? So, hey man, the point is to just keep laughing and keep connected. Stay connected.
Yeah.
As humans, like, we're humans at the end of the day. Yeah, some of us have more money than the other ones.
Yeah.
Some of us look better than the other ones. Some of us have better voices than other ones. But at the end of the day, if I want to make something of myself in this world, I'm probably going to need another human being.
Sure.
If I'm going to make money in this world, I'm probably going to need at least another human being.
For sure.
It's very tough to be a one-man show.
Yeah.
You know, even though I did.
Even though you are.
It's not easy. And I'm also not a one-man show completely. I'm only a one-man show in the production side, you know. I've got a team behind me.
For sure.
I've got people who I speak to, people who get me, keep me coming back. I wake up and I know that I'm okay enough to do this thing again.
Yes.
And I'm not scared, you know, to drop something really out different or out of this world or to give a brand something they've never seen before. You know? I'm not scared because the people behind me are just like, dude,
that's why
that's why people love you.
Sure.
You're something they've never seen before. Keep giving them that.
Hey, and you need that motivation. Hey, some days you definitely do need that.
Even the one man show.
Sure.
It's not completely a one man show.
Got you.
But you know, let's talk about your growth on TikTok. So when did you start to receive this massive exponential growth?
So like I said, when I was in that TikTok rising thing, I had like 30,000 followers. I remember the requirement was 20,000 followers.
Sure.
And I just creeped over. I had like 22 when I entered this.
Yeah.
And then luckily, this American sound that I jumped onto blew up. It got like 1 million views in 2 days. And Americans like, do it again.
And I'm like, okay.
And I did it again. And they're like, damn, they gave me another 1 million views. I'm like, whoa. And then they gave me 3 million views. And I'm like, damn, let's go.
Yeah.
That time no one in this country knows me.
Mm.
You know, it was the craziest thing. And I just like, okay, someone likes me.
Sure.
You know, so let's just keep going.
And then
I had a bit of a spike.
Mm.
And then I got like, I think it was, I was like 40 something thousand.
Mm.
And then it kind of started plateauing because I wasn't catering to that American market as much as, I need home.
Even my
content, it must be home. I must bring it back home.
Yeah.
And then I kind of switched up my formula, you know, where I used to say, okay, let me use, besides making South African ideas or situations or relatable stuff, let me use South African sounds.
Sure.
You know, especially people, things people don't expect. Let me use voice notes. Because no one was doing that.
Yeah, and voice notes is so
Everyone was just like cowering towards American sounds and like songs. And I'm like, nah, let me show you guys that there's a lot of stuff that you can do.
Right.
Now we use literally anything.
Anything.
And that's for me, that was my goal. Like, home, there's so much here.
Yeah, too much.
And I was like, actually, it's fine. I'll sacrifice the millions of views these guys gave me to see what I can do at home. Now I've got 450,000 followers.
Yeah, man.
460 something now. I get 3-4 million views a week at my peak.
Yeah.
12 million views a month. I feel like a TV
show. You are a TV show. You're a TV show on your own.
No, that is.
Because I brought it home.
Yeah.
I decided it's time to bring it home.
Bring it home. Sheesh, okay, and does posting your TikToks on your Instagram, like, what's that relationship like?
I thought there would be a... I won't lie, when I started doing it, I was like, ish, I used to do it only as a story.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So I take my TikTok and put it as a story. I'm like, ish, they're not ready to receive me like this.
Yeah.
Ish, you know, I still had a bit of anxiety and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when the people were really catching, I said, nah, let me post it again.
Yeah.
They're going to laugh again. And also realize that the TikTok market and the Instagram market are slightly separated by the fact that people on Instagram still see TikTok as this weird thing.
Sure,
so the gap is closing.
Yeah.
And it's really close to being fully closed. But there's still that two sides to it.
Sure.
So a lot of people weren't seeing it there. And I'm like, nah, got me.
It's right here.
Catch it the exact same way.
Yeah.
So now my Instagram numbers, I only have... I'm reaching 100,000. I'm like 91.
Right. Yes.
But I have the same numbers as my TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah. Right. I expect the same. I see the same. I average 100,000 views a video on Instagram. With now 90,000.
That's amazing. Oh,
the reach. The reach is crazy.
Amazing.
It surprises me too.
So, I mean, you're doing this thing where you're taking your TikTok videos and you're putting it on your Instagram.
Yeah.
All right. Would you say now, because of that, Instagram, all your viewers there is automatically jumping onto TikTok?
No.
No.
So they've been slowly coming, but some of them are comfortable with the fact that I bring it that side.
Okay.
So there'll be times where I'm posting certain things this side. Like, as much as I do post the same TikToks, that's not my value proposition on Instagram.
Yeah.
My value proposition is all of me, not just the theatrical.
Sure.
You know, so people really like... People really love my stories
for some reason. Yeah.
Like, I don't know why these people, 10,000 people are watching my stories. It's weird. Yeah. I used to have 10 people watching my stories.
Yeah. That was 10,000.
I used to be able to say, why did this guy look at my story? Yeah. Why are you looking at, you know? Yeah. Or if an ex was stalking me, I used to be able, I can't see it anymore. You know, it's that many. So there's a different value proposition on Instagram.
Right.
Those people want my whole life.
Yeah.
TikTok, they don't necessarily care about me. It's like, hey, dog, just make me laugh and leave.
Yeah. So Instagram's the personal side of you.
Mostly. And that's why I enjoy it better.
I see.
That's why it's my favorite platform to be on. I express myself very easily. There's a lot of friends. I make a lot of friends on Instagram too, you know, a lot of very famous people
that
become my friends just because they can see how I live, because I'm cool with my stories. I just post what I do and what I eat.
Yeah.
And who I chill with and how I chill, you know. So I've met really crazy people through that.
Right.
I actually make more of my money on Instagram than on TikTok.
Oh wow.
So Instagram is that's home.
Who would you say is like close friends, like close friends that you made in the industry? Your closest, let's say.
Mandisa. Man's not hot.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Oh. Me and Man's are really dope friends.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it was, I didn't expect that relationship too. But then we both from Pitori, Rebelalas Pitori, 0012, Nagas 717, 4-0. You know, Uzo 0125.
Sure.
You know, so, that's one of the biggest ones, but I have a really good relationship with a lot of Maglera Doughboy.
Maglera.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and him will just like have deep talks about nothing.
Yeah.
You know, even though you don't answer my phone no more.
Yeah. Okay, but, Maglera.
That's a really interesting part of
just
this
a range of people that you.
Too. I can't go to a party and not be greeted by artists. It's weird to me now. It's like, oh, Primo. I'm like, oh, shit. I just pretend like this is okay.
Okay,
now. Hey, dog. How you doing, dog? Right. You know, but.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Man. Yeah, I've met a lot of beautiful people. A lot of hardworking people.
Yeah.
People like Candice Muricele, Robert Boy.
Yeah.
There's so many
too
people.
Many.
Like, and people are gonna feel like I'm.
Are you leaving them out?
Like even other TikToks like Mugeling.
Yeah.
I became friends with Quincy.
Yes.
So like, there's a lot of really dope people out here.
Right.
Besides the quality of our work, the quality of the humans, it's also really high.
Proper, no. Well, guys, on that note, I mean, what more can you say? High quality people, high quality entertainment, high quality entertainers, right here with Primo Baloyi. But right now, we'll be back right after this ad break.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, Conquerors, to another great episode of Kongcast with our main man, our main guest for the show today, Mr. Primo Baloyi.
Yeah! AKA Primo 19, AKA Brown to Man, AKA Banaba Fame.
Hey, bro, you must teach me all those things, guys. The intro must be right. I know, guys. We're having a good conversation, you know, getting to know the man behind the camera, you know, on TikTok.
The man behind the camera.
Yeah, it's a very, very funny conversation.
Yeah, very funny.
This has been the funniest podcast so far.
You seem to be a dancer too, man.
Talking about the dance thing, man. What's your favorite Ama Piano dance song?
Song Umlando. Guys, and not because, but right now or anything. Yeah. Like I'm enjoying a lot. Like I'm enjoying a lot of music, a lot of Ama Piano.
Right.
But Umlando was made by scientists.
Yes.
Namba and Mduva and Dos, when they were sitting together and they decided to make that song.
Yeah.
Oh no. That's why people, that's why Sierra and International artists are doing Umlando. That's right. Why that's why that dance is trending all like it's not by coincidence.
Yeah. Mm.
That song has so it's many too much. The elements. Mm. Like, no, like I lame. Know about the audio, like I told you, there's elements that you can hear. Do you just play that song from start to finish?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Not listen to even the lyrics, just listen to the beat. He adds all the elements one by one and they're hypnotic. So there's like an Arabic what do they call it? Like a percussion. There's an Arabic rhythm in there. The kung kung, there's certain they chose.
You can tell you like the song.
Oh no no,
bro.
I heard everything. The bass line is very selective. Dosa's voice matches the bass line. Let me write something for you. Let's make a hit. But you know, like things like that all came together where Dosa's voice was crazy on all those instruments, which was crazy with the timing and the drop. So like, it's Umlando for a while. It's going to be Umlando for a while.
For a while?
For a while.
That's your favorite one to dance to, too?
Oh, every time that song comes on, I can't sit down.
Too much.
Oh, no, no. If you guys play, if I just heard kung, kung, literally the first time, there's a kung, kung. I hear it with the first two hits.
Yeah.
That's my song.
That's cool.
Every time. Oh, every man. Time.
That leads to my next question. You know, I actually want to reference this Instagram reel, right? This is your highest Instagram reel, G, with 896k views. And I know the song playing is Umlando.
Umlando.
And this Umlando. One, I was thinking, like, what, the creativity behind this, bro. What was what was the inspiration behind this video?
Just like every other video I make. Just like every other video I make. I just needed I just needed something that can resonate to this challenge. I'm like, everyone is doing this hip thing. And it's gents doing this hip thing. It's not the women. So I can't enter it just any other way, because then I'm gonna be a twerking like, what are you doing, bro? So
bro, people are trending with like, these guys, why are they doing this?
There's a homeboy whose hips was just twist. Like, no, alright. Like, now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I was in Durban and the Umlando thing started popping.
Crazy,
and I made a video and I was like, ish. I hear it. But no. It's part of me flipping my style into just making the content to making it primo content, you know? And I was like, let me add a joke.
Yeah.
And then for a day, I didn't know what.
Yeah.
You know? And I've got this whole video that I've already made. And I'm like, ish, I bet it's fine. You know, I put it in the draft and I was so upset.
Yeah.
And I drove, we were driving all the way back. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this song?
Yeah.
Like this, I need it because I need to express how much I connect with the song.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And then literally I arrived in Joburg. It took me an hour. It took me an hour. I got home.
Yeah.
I saw groceries. I was like, damn, imagine if you had a twabe and your hands were too full to take it out. How would you try to take it out?
Blood.
You know? And then you guys were like, damn, I would take it out like that too. And I was like, you guys are weird. You guys are as weird as me.
Straight.
And then Umlando now.
No, it's your highest
video,
view,
every video I've made with Umlando gets
hits.
Very close to 1 million views.
Mm.
If not over, I've got one that's on 4 million views.
Oh, yeah.
The Afrikaans one.
Yes.
I'm on TikTok. This one hit over 2 million on TikTok.
Yeah.
So dude. Umlando, I owe a lot to that.
Yeah.
to throw some duva to that group of scientists. Yeah. They did a lot.
They did the most.
Yo, they did a lot.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Kauta Bela. You were the main cameo there on Chico's video.
Yeah.
How did this come about?
Yeah. Oh, no. Chico just really felt me. And he came up to me one day and he's like, dog, I think you could do something on my video. And I already did the Umlando video.
Mm. Sure.
When he contacted me. So I was like, ish, I don't want to do this again. Because in the Umlando video, all I did was just shake my hips a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't meaningful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ish, I don't know if I want to do it. And he's like, dude, I want you in costumes. I was like, hold up, what?
Well,
you want characters? He's like, bro, bring at least 2 characters. I said, say less.
Yes.
I went there with 4.
Yeah.
I went there with Brown to Man, with the gown lady.
Yeah.
I went there with... what's this thing? The car guard.
Right.
Also, actually, we went there with 3. And we had so much fun.
Yeah.
Whoa, we just had fun with it. Like,
no, it looked like a fun video.
Oh,
man.
It was incredible. It was great. It was one of my favorite ways to express myself, too. Because it felt like a big TikTok in the moments where, you know, there was 2 of me. It felt like, like a TikTok in the moments where I was doing Brown's Man. I'm doing the whole, you know, in the look. And the end of it where I'm mad at him in the car wash. You know? So
It incorporated you perfectly, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way. If I want to make a cameo,
yeah, that's the way.
That's how I want to make a cameo. Yeah. Yeah. That was a perfect way.
Perfect.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, we loved you. Shout out to Chico.
Yeah,
right?
Shout out to Chico. Always, man.
Shout out to Mchichi himself.
Okay, well, you spoke about drafts earlier. I want to ask, how many videos you have in your drafts, bro?
Let me check right now.
Check them right now.
113 videos in my drafts.
Oh my word.
Oh, and I just hit. Let me screenshot this right over here.
Let's do it right.
467,000, like on the dots. Oh. Also 13 million likes on the dots.
Oh. Shout out. Well done, bro. Let's check that. Yeah, we're shooting this the right time.
Imagine. Hey, no shedding. You caught us, but we have got you.
Got you, bro. The timing is just
perfect
timing.
No, cool. But let me talk to you about this video.
Yes.
Since
we talked about drafts, brother.
Yeah. 4.5 million views. I just want to say this again, right? 4.5 million views.
Mm.
So, you know, realistically,
that's 9 million eyes.
If you work on the old census that was done, right? And if you look at exactly this, yeah, this is 10% of the country.
Marketing. I didn't see it like that.
So, tell me, did you know it's gonna be so successful?
No.
And it's Afrikaans,
bro. You know what's the funny thing? This thing sat in my drawers for like 2 weeks.
Bro,
yeah. I didn't want to drop it. I was like, nah, they're not gonna feel this.
Mm.
I sat on it.
Mm.
It sat.
Yeah.
And I made more, and I made other ones, and I made other ones, and I'm like, actually. Today, I think it was a day where I didn't have enough time to sit down and make a video, as I always do. And I was like, ish, Konje, there's that thing in the drafts.
Yeah.
Let's see what they're going to say.
Bah.
Mm.
That got 1 million in like 2 days.
Dude. No way.
I couldn't believe it.
Bro,
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, nah. Afrikaans.
Hey,
guys, I thought we all failed Afrikaans.
No, we did that.
But you understand, I'm not doing Afrikaans.
Bro.
They're teaching Afrikaans the wrong way, bro.
Clearly. Clearly. I gave them an idea on how to teach it.
Hey,
if they revolutionize Afrikaans, I need all that credit.
Yeah, you take the piano. So
I need that credit.
Yeah, you
translate
primo,
your favorite
primo
song
you need primo
into Afrikaans.
In an essay.
Please, how primo.
That's unbelievable. I mean, like, did you really, I mean, when you were doing this, what was the thoughts? I mean, like, what were you thinking at that moment when you was doing this?
For this specific video?
This specific video.
Nothing.
Mm.
It connected in my head.
Mm.
Yeah.
But also, I definitely was happy the fact that it was South African. It was a South African language.
Yeah.
You know, I was very happy that it wasn't, because I touch every language.
Yeah.
I've made a video in almost all 11 official languages, if I can actually think about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was just really interesting to me. The homeboy who does it, he translates Ama Piano songs. The guy who did that one.
He's
always translating songs. So I was like, damn, this is a cool concept. And then the joke came out straight away. And I was like, ish. But I don't trust that they'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Even the fact that at the end, if you actually watch the video properly, the teacher was happy.
Sure.
Yeah.
With the fact that I was like, ish, they're not gonna like a happy ending. They always want a funny ending.
Yeah.
You know, they might not resonate. And it ended up being part of the highlight. The fact that it ended in like a like you did it. And they also felt like, yeah, no, you did. You know, if we were in Afrikaans class, we would be giving you dabs too.
Right.
You know, so man, it's everything I do, everything I've posted has a story, bro.
Man, you probably have
every video has a story.
But that's unbelievable.
No,
you know, you got 140
13
drafts. Yeah. How many of them is gonna buy it?
We don't know. We've got another 5 million views today.
No, but if you got so many, I mean,
bro,
they must
one
be.
Of them
they
has
must
to.
Be.
We'll see.
I'm gonna put money on this. I'm gonna put $5 on it. All right.
You don't feel me. $5.
Yeah, don't gamble. I'm going to put this one. but seriously, sir, that's unbelievable.
Appreciate
and the fact of the matter that you second thought this one is I'm shocked about that because everything you do, you're so confident in the charisma and you kill it every the fact of the matter, you actually got so much stuff in your job, it just shows what a perfectionist you are.
Yeah, yeah. I I don't want to compromise my vision.
No, yeah. I can see this.
I hate compromising in general. Mm. I don't like compromising.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to compromise, it must be to my best benefit.
Sure.
Ish, I don't compromise very well.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a big brother to like 7 siblings, you know, I'm very good at sharing.
Right.
Compromise. Hey, let's chat a little bit longer. maybe something else will happen, you know. Yeah, but for me, it just shows the beauty of like creativity and imagination and just connection, you know, because I can doubt something that you guys fall absolutely in love with.
Sure.
And I'll never know. I must just gamble. In that point, when I decide to post, it's a gamble.
It's a gamble.
You know, I keep telling people that the first hour after I post, I'm an anxious wreck.
Really?
Really?
I am so anxious. Yeah. Because I don't know if you guys are going to enjoy this thing or not. And if you don't, it's going to be that one that Primo didn't get. You know, like, he finally missed. Damn, we've been waiting for this.
That's hectic pressure, bro.
So, like, hey, it's heavy.
That's hectic pressure.
But in that hour, I'm pacing up and down. In my mom's house, when I still used to live with my mom, there used to be this table in the middle of the lounge.
Yeah.
I used to walk around that table with my phone.
Mm.
And I used to get so dizzy that I'm not dizzy anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in the circle so long that I'm in a trance. That's because I'm so anxious and I'm pacing, like, and I can't just sit still, you know? And if I do, and I sit down, I get up, I didn't pack away those things, and I put away my gown, and I sit down, I need to sit down. My nigga, how are you doing, bro?
Restless.
Until that hour is done, then I go back and check, and then it's kicked into, like, all the algorithms and whatnot.
Right.
And then, you know, then I start actually relaxing and analyzing and crunching numbers. Okay, cool, first hour, this much, okay, cool. The swine, okay, sharp.
Sure.
Perfectionist.
I never stop working.
Unbelievable. That's the way.
You know, but it's good. So it's good to see, because this inspires us to do what we do.
Amen.
You know, to see to see what you do and you know to
not compromise
and you know push and
stick to the vision.
100% stick to the vision. But talking about the vision, man. What's the future for Primo.
Hey?
Is prime time part of it?
Prime time entertainment. Prime time entertainment. Man, I don't see the future. I feel like I am. I have to become something to do it. So if there's a lot of things I've never seen that you guys are going to see. That I'm gonna see, and when we both see them,
we will know.
It's gonna be like, dude, you know. So, I just want everything.
Yeah,
that's my vision. I want everything.
No, but it's
guys,
good.
You're I want to be the standard for entertainment. Sure. I want you guys not to laugh if it's not on my level that I created in 2020.
Sure.
TikTok, you know. I want when you guys to laugh to be real almost every time. Even on TV, when you're watching a sitcom, you're laughing because you really laughing, you know. Or when you guys are on your phones and an influencer tries to sell you something and it's just not connecting, you must say, actually, you have the power to not be an influencer, because who are you actually influencing?
Sure.
You know. So, standard, I want to raise the I want to raise the bar.
No,
I want to raise the bar in everything. Wow.
That's amazing.
Film, TV, everything that involves looking at something, must look at me.
Yeah.
Right. You want to hear something.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Primo, bro.
But Primo, I must ask you, right? You're looking at stand-up, you're looking at so many things, and you're hungry, sir. You're hungry. What's your take on Trevor Noah?
Oh, crazy. He's incredible.
Dope.
I feel like I've always had to differentiate. I don't idolize people. That's one thing I don't do. I was very close to idolizing my father
when
I played football, because I realized I'm becoming him, you know. And like I said, we had the same haircut.
But your dad's a legend.
We were both captains.
Your dad's
a
legend.
Yeah, but you must still, it's always you. That's always the secret ingredient. You. You know, so emulating is something I hate doing. That's why I don't like following trends the way other people are following, because I don't like emulating. I don't want to be something that's already there. I'm wasting. It's there. Go watch that one. I'm going to make something that you guys must come watch this one. You know? So I don't emulate. So I don't idolize. And I try to take certain aspects of you the same way people take certain aspects of me and my content. And, you know, Trevor's commentary on on day-to-day events, on current events. That's huge. Daily show. That's, for me, that's his thing. You know, he can, he's here. Sharp, you know, with it. He's probably one of those gents who's always being told things. He's always reading the news. He's always, you eat so much information to be able to do that, you know? But there's a lot of things he doesn't do. He doesn't act. You know, he doesn't do certain things. So
it's doesn't dance.
Like, I mustn't say he's not a complete comedian. He's not a great, no, he's epic. But, you know, I take what I take and move. You know, so I also decided, let me also put a little bit of current affairs in my stuff. Let me comment. You know, and that's my part of paying homage to my predecessors. You know, there's a bit of
people
everybody
the
in
way.
Me. There's
is
a bit
this
of
the one
everybody.
Because the flag, I saw the one with the flag.
You
do a lot of political. You got balls.
Yeah.
You got balls.
I realized I needed to. I realized my voice stretches so much further than just making people laugh. Like, people want more than just to laugh.
Right.
People actually want to talk about what's going on in front of them. You know,
because it's informative and it's
entertaining.
It's edutainment.
Exactly. And that's what Trevor did, but on a very personal basis. Good night and welcome to I'm not going to do that one. You know, I want to do it my way. You know, so we're going to see all of that. We're going to see so much, guys.
So much. No, guys, you know, bigger and better.
Got a lot for you.
It's unbelievable. You know, we was doing this and then Jan sent me a link to your stuff. And then yesterday I was in Richards Bay in Durban with a very conservative client, and then we were discussing the whole flag thing. And I'm like, oh no, we interviewed this gentleman that's coming on tomorrow on the show, and we showed him that. Oh, did we laugh for about 45 minutes? Because we had lunch afterwards, and it was unbelievable. And the funny thing is that you know, it's a whole bunch of Afrikaans guys, and they love the content, bro. They love it. The thing is, you open to so many. You know, you don't box yourself up as you don't put yourself in a box. And I love it because now it opens you up to so many different things.
That's my aim. Is to don't confirm me. And don't confirm me about game. You know, like don't, like, that's my thing. Like, just don't. The moment I feel like I'm predictable, I'm cringing. Just get me out of here. Don't even look at me then. Rather don't look at me if you're gonna know what I'm gonna say next. You know, but with that one, it's so crazy. Even Musi Maimane retweeted that. I was like, whoa, you guys could get me in trouble now. You know, so that's really hectic. But the borders I've been able to cross, that's one of my biggest achievements. I have people, there's been times where I've just seen Afrikaans comments, you know, in my comment section. You know, having full-on conversations about stuff. I've seen Southeast Asia, I don't even know what language it was. I think it was Taiwanese or something. But conversations, not just one comment. No. These people are talking. I'm scrolling and all I'm seeing is this language that I don't even understand. You know, these people could be swearing at me for like, hey. You know, it's even been teaching me so much stuff. Like, I learned that in Asia they don't fill up the sink to wash the dishes. The water runs. You know, because now the one video I made of kanisas with kanisa sound. When you put a dish while someone is washing the dishes. That ended up trending in Southeast Asia for some reason.
I think that's your second highest viewed.
And with that one, I think it was even a little bit of cause. I was like, how are these guys, you know, but they're relating to what's going on. Then someone was just like, is your sink clogged or something? Like, is everything okay at home? I'm like, guys, I'm fine. What's going on? So I engaged and I was like, nah, what do you mean? And they're like, nah, we don't fill up our sinks, bro. Like, that's dirty. I'm like, whoa. Why are we letting our dishes sit in their own dirt? Then I stopped taking a bath. Then I stopped washing my dishes. Now it's, you know,
No, but you know what? We love what you're doing. I mean, even and kudos to you because you really do have balls. I mean, you did the whole Kelly Kamalo one, and you killed that one as well. You know, but the thing is, you're putting yourself out there in such a unique way and creative way, and you're making everybody laugh, bro. You know, even someone, if they take it personally, I don't know if they can have it in them
I really hope they don't.
The way you do it is in such a polite, funny way. It's not an attacky way, you know. And we love your content, and you know, we big supporters of you at Kong. And man, we want to wish you everything of the best. We want you to feel like welcome to come here at any time.
Yes.
Use our studios whenever you want. Feel free to have a chat with us. And you don't buy on the website, bro. You go through us. You get the special, special discount.
That's what I'm here for. Celebrity deal.
No, but legit, man. I want you to feel welcome. No, even when you want to just be creative, come through, do your thing. Feel this like a home. We don't want you to think. We don't want you to feel like you know you're a client. We want you to come through, be part of our family, you know, be part of the culture, and we will support and do whatever we can do to excel your career and move you forward in the best possible way. But from our side, what we're going to do, sir, we're going to offer you a free photo shoot to the value of $2,500.
No problem, bro.
Hey,
you know, you're pretty nail on it.
You know, you got a model in the house.
Hey, my costs are model. Trust me.
But set it up with the guys. Come through and let's have a fantastic shoot.
Once again, we can do it again. Yeah. I trust you guys. Great energy. Great show that you guys got going on. Great setup. You know, especially with guys that I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm always curious to see what I'm gonna find. You know, you guys are solid. You guys are the first podcast that I've seen with a script.
Yeah.
So you guys are structured. Prepared, so shout out to you guys. You guys are doing a really dope thing, man.
No, thank you, sir. You know, we can only do this because we have wonderful people like you in the industry doing what they do.
Amen, man. Thank you so much.
Because this is all about giving your flowers.
Yeah, man.
Giving it
and to give you that feel to just keep going.
You're inspiration at Kong, bro. And we love the fact that our inspiration is right here having a chat with us.
Thank you guys so much. You know? Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having me. I will never stop.
Never stop. Well, guys, I mean, that is about it. We're never going to stop. Primo is never going to stop. And here at Kong Republic, we're also on the same vibe. But otherwise, from everybody here at Kong Republic, everyone on Kongcast, we'd like to say bye, everyone. Safe.
Kong Republic, I like Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to Kongcast.